This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Democratic Republic of Congo received its first batch of Mpox vaccines on Thursday, which health authorities hope will help curb an outbreak that has prompted the UN to declare a global public health emergency. Congo is the epicenter of the outbreak, which has spread to neighboring countries and elsewhere. But a lack of vaccines in Africa has hampered efforts to stop the spread of the sometimes deadly disease. A new foreign minister has been appointed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Andriy Sibiha, a former ambassador to Turkey, is the country's new foreign minister. The appointment comes as President Volodymyr Zelensky sought to breathe fresh life into his administration, with the war against Russia poised for what could be a pivotal phase. He replaced Dmytro Kuleba, who became one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, as he petitioned and pleaded with Western countries to support Ukraine's war effort. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's top military commander said in an interview broadcast on Thursday, Kyiv's incursion into Russia's southern Kursk region was working, and there'd been no Russian advances on a key sector of the Eastern Front for 6 days. Ukraine's military poured into the Kursk region last month and says it has captured dozens of settlements. Meanwhile, Russia's forces have been moving forward slowly on the Eastern Front in Ukraine's Donetsk region, particularly near the town of Pokrovsk. Ukrainian Commander Oleksandr Sirsky, interviewed by CNN, said the Russian advances had been stopped. Ukraine's incursion into Kyiv was the largest attack on Russian soil